are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back for another hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, that is what we are here for. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax, board-certified family medicine. I am your radio host. Yes, I will be taking you through some medical highlights. Thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And we got Kyle working the dials. He is a great partner in crime. Thank you, Kyle, for being with me tonight. All right, a lot to talk about. Now, you know, I missed the State of the Union, but from what I'm hearing from emails that President Obama did a pretty good job. They said he did very good. He was very smooth. They said a lot of the things he was talking about in terms of oil and, you know, bringing in energy from our own sources wasn't too shabby. So he did pretty good. Good for him. I mean, I remember one of the years he just completely dissed the whole Supreme Court. I remember that was, I think, his first year in office. He was really mad at the Supreme Court. And so he said something. I'm trying to remember what it was. And everybody was clapping except the Supreme Court. They were very upset. But other than that, I guess he did pretty good. The only thing I noticed on break, I was trying to watch and get little bits and pieces, is Joe Biden and Boehner, they were wearing ties. One wore stripes and one wore some pattern, and it was very difficult to look at. I like solid ties, solid colors. I think I have a big problem with ties with the weird type of patterns. And I don't know. Maybe you guys need to explain to me, what is this whole tie thing? Why do you pick a tie that has, you know, the 60s color pattern to it? You know, why do some of you pick dots? Why do some of you pick diagonals? Just go with a solid color. I think the solid color shows a lot of strength. I always thought solid color ties look better. I think these other ties are really distracting, but nobody listens to me, you know, like Gingrich. I really would love to kind of tell him how to dress and, you know, give him some advice. I really would. Not that, you know, he'd take it from me, but, I mean, again, what he says is so powerful during the debates, but, he's got to just work on a little bit of his look, especially his tie choice. You guys heard that, Newt Gingrich, apparently had a problem with Monday night's debate. Again, I didn't see the debate. It wasn't really well publicized. By the time I figured out where it would even be airing, it was over. And I guess that Florida debate on Monday wouldn't allow applause. Now, with the lack of applause, Gingrich loses a lot of his qualm. I mean, when Gingrich says those pretty pithy things and he gets on his roll, very powerful, everybody's like clapping and going yay and standing ovation, etc., and that's where he gets his mojo from. So when I guess Monday's debate prevented applause, he said, I'm not going to do any more of these debates. If you're going to silence the audience and prevent freedom of speech, why should I go? I don't know if it's, you know, so much a freedom of speech thing. Yeah, I think the moderator just, you know, didn't want to give any more momentum to Gingrich, and they wanted to kind of, I guess, make the playing level fair. But then, you know, Romney needs to come up with these salient points that make people clap. You know, I think these debates get kind of boring. I mean, you know, we're watching two debates a week now. It's averaging two debates a week, and this is going to be going on all winter and spring. And they kind of say the same thing. If you notice, we're kind of listening to the same thing over again. The only thing that makes it interesting or even just breaks up the monotony is the claps and the audience going, woo, yeah, woo, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. And so as far as I'm concerned, I'm probably not going to watch the debate if there's no applause either, because it's going to be the same dry, boring stuff. Now, I like an exciting debate, okay? All right? And yes, I TiVo the debate, right? And then I look, you know, and then you see Santorum making his faces. Santorum's a smart guy. He really is a smart guy. I just can't believe Santorum's 53. He doesn't look it. Looks amazing, but, you know. All right, so as far as I'm concerned, yes, I really do think we need to have some applause, just something to break this up. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Interesting, brain scans may be able to diagnose dyslexia in children. you know, children with reading disorders and inabilities. We're going to talk about that. That's kind of cool. Also, one topic I couldn't get to is it looks like in New York, it is going to be a felony if you cheat on your SAT. All right. So for those of you thinking about cheating on your SAT, felony. Remember, they had a bunch of students that ran this cheating ring. Yeah, we need to talk about that. Also going to talk about a woman in the UK who went to her doctor 13 times before somebody finally diagnosed her with bowel cancer, and she was blown off as it's in your head, psychological. So we need to talk about that and what to do if your doctor's just not listening, all right? You know, because a lot of these patients think, all right, well, he's a doctor. I guess there is something wrong with me. So we're going to talk about that. All right. So, and a lot more stories, medical highlights, and of course, any breaking news. You know, sometimes there is breaking news at this time. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. So for any of you listening, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And of course, your emails at drdalia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. All right. Now, this is kind of a weird case. In Las Vegas, there was a man who was accused in 2009 of telling a woman he was a police officer and then taking women, he did this to multiple women, to a secluded place and sexually assaulting them. So this was a guy, and it was Philip Taft, 41 years old, was actually impersonated a police officer, trying to get these women to come with him. They got into their car, I don't know what fake badge or what he showed them, and then he sexually assaulted him. All right, so now he's going to have to register as a sex offender. He's going to have to... is he going to prison? They haven't told us. Okay. Oh, my gosh. All right, this is crazy. Taft was sentenced on a misdemeanor charge of impersonating a police officer, but he was credited for time already served. Sentenced to 10 years in prison. Thank you. Okay, that's what we need. All right, so good. He's sentenced to prison. But, I mean, you know, what do you do? What if he actually had the uniform? What if he actually had the uniform on? What do? You're not supposed to resist arrest or anything. So if a police officer says, come with me, well, you know what? Don't do anything, you know, wrong such that they really can't come up with arrest and then you know they're fake. I don't know how to tell a fake cop from a real cop. That would be tough. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back on the Dr. Dalia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy at Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, so this is interesting. It looks like Disney park workers, so those that are in the park at Disneyland and Disney World, can finally grow beards, and goatees. They can finally grow beards and goatees. I bet you didn't know this, but ever since the 1950s, if you worked at Disneyland, you weren't supposed to have facial hair. They say workers right now at Disney's U.S. theme parks will be allowed to grow beards and goatees for the first time ever. They say this change in Disney's facial hair policy will apply to workers in Florida and California starting next month. Oh, cool. I have a Disneyland trip next month. I cannot wait. It's for my son and my son and husband celebrate their birthday the same week. And we try to go every 5 years. So we're going to hopefully do our semi-decade Disneyland trip. I'm surprised they all still want to go. I love Disneyland. Okay, that's exciting. So now we'll get to see facial hair. They say facial hair was prohibited on theme park workers when founder Walt Disney opened Disneyland in the mid-50s. The company revised its policy in 2000 to allow mustaches, provided they were grown on vacation and at work. See, they didn't want stubble. That's interesting. Starting February 3rd, beards and other facial growth will be allowed. Good, because I really don't want to wax, and I want to show. Oh, I guess patrons, you can come with hair on your face. Okay, good. All right, so I guess everybody's happy. They're like, yahoo. They're like, cool. People tweeting about it. Everyone's happy they get to have facial hair. You know, that's interesting. I mean, I guess they really wanted that clean-cut look. They looked at beards as being unclean and but you see, I think a lot of facial hair, like Hugh Jackman, and who was the guy from A-Team that everybody thinks is sexy that was dating J-Lo, but he's not dating J-Lo, Bradley Cooper. Sometimes I think the stubble is very sexy, but still, remember, Walt Disney, they're all considered characters. So you're not considered a worker. You're considered a character. I mean, it is all, you're basically, when you work at Disneyland, you're on stage. And so I guess they got away with this because it was part of your uniform or your costume. I mean, if you act on stage, they tell you what to do with your facial hair. If you act in a movie. And so with Disneyland, whoever works in the park, they actually play a part, even if they're just cleaning up. The park is clean. I mean, I got to admit, it's very well run. I'm a fan of Disney because they hire so many people. I'm not a fan of the prices. Okay. I think the prices are pretty expensive. I mean, we've been saving up for this trip. We've been saving up and, it's expensive. You try to get a 2-day hopper or a 3-day hopper and then food. You can't bring food. I mean, I want to pack sandwiches and bring them in. I don't think you're allowed to do that. So you got to buy the food there. It gets pretty expensive. And then, of course, you get thirsty because you're running around the place. And then I think a bottle of water is, what, $2? So, I mean, it gets expensive. But, they staff a lot of people. They employ a lot of people. They make people happy. And they draw people to our beautiful country from around the world. So I'm excited, I hope the facial hair is, not too gross, but I don't mind about that. Let them have beards and goatees. I think it's sexy. Very sexy. Okay. So let's see what's going on here. Looks like a woman is extremely mad at U.S. Airways because U.S. Airways lost her husband's ashes. Angelina O'Grady was on her way to England to scatter husband Brian's ashes. I guess she left Philadelphia. Took a U.S. Airways. She said officials at Philadelphia International Airport refused to let her take the ashes in a box in her hand luggage and directed her to the U.S. Airway counter. All right, so she had to, what's it called when you have to go to baggage claim? Oh, anyway, she agreed to put the box inside her checked suitcase and stamped a fragile sticker on it, okay? And she says U.S. Airways keeps blowing her off. When she arrived into England from Philadelphia, she opened the bag and the ashes were completely gone. So you wonder, because it says fragile, somebody might have thought it was, this isn't the first time I'm hearing people are just taking things out of people's luggage. Remember there was this gentleman whose mother-in-law made him a chocolate cake? What a nice mother-in-law. And when they open up the chocolate cake, when they get home, a big wedge, and it looks like a knife was used, a big wedge was taken out. Literally, they are going through your luggage and taking stuff out. And nobody stops to look and find. Why isn't there better security back there with the baggage handling? That's horrible. So anyway, this made the press. And a spokesperson for the Tempe, Arizona-based airline, U.S. Airways, apologizes and is working to find out what might have happened to the remains. Yes, that would be nice. Please. All right. Okay, now this is nice. 14-year-old boy. This is freak accident. Very freak accident. 14-year-old boy died after accidentally shooting himself with a little miniature toy cannon. He was playing with the toy yesterday morning in his living room in Utah. And the boy was, struck right in the face after the cannon somehow went off. The boy's older brother was in the room at the time. Boy's father was in the house. Teenager was pronounced dead at the scene. I mean, this is horrible. The investigators are still trying to determine how a propellant got into the cannon, which is described as a little 6-inch metal barrel, 18th century replica, and a wooden base. My kids own half a dozen of those things. If you go to Washington or if you go to, like, when we were in Boston, I think we went on one of the, we went to the USS Constitution. And I think there was a little gift shop and we let our kids buy little you buy replicas whenever you go to these, naval bases, Pearl Harbor, you could buy stuff like that. They say investigators thought that the cannon was merely decorative, but but discovered its firepower after cleaning and examining it. He said it was designed to be loaded with black powder and fire a 50 caliber round. It's something they say that can be used as a noisemaker or actually shoot a projectile. Oh, that's horrible. Now, do they talk about the company? They don't even mention the company where the boy got it from. Oh, but I mean, so I guess, you know, if you have some, what we need to learn from this is if there's some toy replicas in the house that your kids are playing with, I mean, just look at it, clean it. And again, teach your kids, do not just point anything at your face. That's just, oh, just horrible. Okay, now, yesterday I didn't have a chance to report this, but there was a Russian scientist who says, look, I see life on Venus. Now, Venus is one of the hottest, gaseous planets out there, okay? It looks pretty, and it looks like it could hold life, but it really can't, okay? From what I understand, it is very, very hot, and there's a lot of the carbon dioxide gas, I think, causes that. Well, a Russian scientist was looking at old pictures from 1982, and these were pictures taken from a Soviet probe, and he goes, look, I see a scorpion-like object. I think it's a scorpion. I think there's life. Okay, so all day long, people were talking about, oh, there could be life on Venus. All right, well, now they debunked that and said, no, 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 no. It's a lens cap and noise in a digital photo. All right, they said a lens cap fell off. Okay, now my problem with that is what if the lens cap burn up? Anyway, they said the lens cap fell off. It's not a creature. So for those of you who think that there actually was any life on Venus, no. I don't know. I mean, if there was life on another planet, would you go? I don't think I want to go. I mean, you know, even though, yes, I know that would be cool. I get that. You know, whenever I travel, I want a toilet. I want internet access. I want my cell phone to work. I don't really see myself being entertained visiting Mars or any of these planets that they say you could maybe visit. I mean, okay, the moon would be cool. I'd be though very scared. I'm scared of heights. So I'd be really freaked out that I was out there in the middle of space. Very, very scared. You know why? You know why I think a lot of us are scared of space? I think it was the Superman movies. Remember Superman 2? The bad guys, the three of them in those very silky black outfits, right? They were there on the moon, and they went over to the American, little spaceship or moon rover that was there, and then they decide to pull the oxygen away from the guy, and then he goes off into space and dies and screams. Well, for a little kid, that was scary. And so I still have that image. I guess here I am in my 40s that something could happen to my hose. I could probably step on it, trip on it, right, open it, deflate my suit, and be out of breath. So I really am kind of scared about being out there, you know. And that's probably another reason why I don't scuba dive, because I remember, you know, these movies when I was little where somebody would drown, right, because something happened to their scuba suit. I know I'm being a wussy, but, you know, you get scared. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so New York is now going to make it a crime to cheat on your SAT test, all right? New York will make felonies out of cheating on the SAT college entrance test under a bill released Tuesday as part of a legislative investigation into a scandal in an affluent New York City suburb. Oh, they had to be affluent for what they paid. Whew, they paid for people to send in on their tests, lots of money, you'll see. Measure was proposed by Senator Kenneth Laval of Suffolk County, would create new felonies of felicitation of education, testing fraud, and of scheming to defraud educational testing and create a misdemeanor of forgery of a test. Whew, those are a lot of legal words. The felonies would apply to a test taker who impersonates someone else for pay. Good, so both people get busted. The bill also calls for photo identification and other ways to prove the test taker matches the name on the test. Other potential test security measures include fingerprinting and retinal scans. Whoa, retinal scans. Laval said New York wants to lead the nation in preventing more cheating for pay scandals. A higher bar for security in the state would likely trigger national changes. Retinal scans, really? Because of the large numbers of New Yorkers who take the SAT and other entrance tests. All right, so let's see. What was getting paid? The hearings were prompted by the September scandal in Nassau County involving 20 people accused of a cheating scheme that claimed imposters were paid $500 to $3,600 to take tests and place high scores. I got a 1450 on my SAT. I've never really been the most street smart person, but I was very good in school. And so if I got a 1450 on my SAT, I wonder if I could have possibly gotten a job. No, I wouldn't have done it. I just didn't want to. I would never have impersonated somebody. Hi, I'm George. No. They say Rudin's in most cases are more traditional instances of cheating, such as looking over another test taker's shoulder for an answer. Most of the time, cheating is handled by eliminating the grade. But in the end, it is the responsibility of local enforcement to take action. I still don't like retinal scans. Really, retinal scans. But no, that was ridiculous. I mean, you know, I don't know how they could let these people come through. I mean, I remember just in the 80s, there was some sort of identification I had to show. I don't know where they got lax. I'm not too sure. All right. Well, speaking about lax, this is crazy. All right. So a woman in England. All right. And again, I watch the medical system in there very closely because I worry about how our system's going to go. She's a mother who has been given 18 months to live after her doctors failed to diagnose her cancer more than a dozen times. Ruth McDonough, 46 years old, said she pleaded with her GP for 2 years and other GPs to test her for the disease, but was repeatedly blown off and dismissed as, quote-unquote, neurotic. Medical records show she visited her GPs 13 times, complaining of symptoms until she was finally diagnosed with bowel cancer. Okay? Now, she said she was having pain. Doctors told her to just take warm baths or eat different foods. They say when she became so ill she couldn't eat, a note shows she was prescribed an herbal remedy. And the GP noted, patient admits is neurotic. By the time, but you know what? You get a little neurotic when you're in pain. By the time she was diagnosed in January last year, doctors found the tumor had progressed to the most severe stage, rendering it virtually impossible to treat. Okay. Now 4 inches long, it has spread to the bottom of her spine, most likely to kill her. All right. Chance of survival is low. Can't do an operation. Bowel cancer. She's only in her 40s. Okay. Now we do things different in America until recently. Okay. We don't really prescribe herbal remedies. We're not supposed to say people are neurotic. If somebody has abdominal issues and complaints, we run some tests. If those come up inconclusive and patient still has symptoms, we send them to a gastroenterologist. Usually the gastroenterologist would recommend a colonoscopy. Now, what I just said is very expensive. What happens? And I understand that. That's why we have such a system out of control. But most likely, if a woman like this walked into any of the offices of doctors I know, she probably would have been found or probably found within the first month. Now, there is a chance that the cancer has been growing for decades, and it got to the point where she was having abdominal pain, and so there's a chance even 18 months ago nothing might have been done, all right? But out here in America, somebody would have been hit with a huge lawsuit for failure to diagnose, and an expert witness would be up on the stand saying absolutely something could have been done 18 months ago, and that doctor would have been nailed. So doctors here in America are going to be more inclined to run the tests. Somebody with abdominal pain in their 40s would have probably gotten a colonoscopy or a CAT scan, and they would have found something. All right, but in England, they can't do that. They have to give herbal remedies. I like herbal remedies. I think they're cool, but they're not a substitute for something that may need to be done. All right? The other thing I've learned is you could have people that are neurotic. You could have people that have psychoses, but they still get medical problems. Okay? They're still in a human body. All right? Somebody could drink alcohol, right, have elevated liver enzymes, but not because of the alcohol, but because of a liver disease that affects non-alcoholics as well. I always have to teach my medical students, just because somebody is a pain seeker or somebody did drugs or somebody's an alcoholic or somebody has a psychosis, doesn't mean you treat them from a medical standpoint any differently. You tune that part out just temporarily and look at what you're looking at. All right, somebody screaming who always screams because they have a psychosis could still be screaming in pain from an appendicitis attack. Who are you to say they're not having it? True, they may have a history of screaming, but you still examine them each and every time. If not, you're being lazy. But I think what's happening more in England and in Europe is they're very limited by what they're able to order. If somebody comes in with abdominal pain, says, yes, I'm getting neurotic over this, they may not be able to qualify for that CAT scan like they can out here for now until things change. So, you know, when I see a story like this, it really breaks my heart. And again, I, you know, there is a chance that this cancer was already so spread such that at the 18 months ago, she was having pain. It might have already, but it could have been a stage three and something could have been done. But what we're seeing across the pond is things are getting diagnosed later because tests aren't being run. And what we're seeing here in our beautiful country is tests are being run sometimes quickly, right out of the, you know, right out the gate. And there's got to be a happy medium. There has to be. Now, how we do things in my practice is I run some initial tests, okay? If, you know, and I try something, if that doesn't work, right, and I think I've exhausted all other options and I can't figure it out, I get a specialist involved. And if I think they're at risk for colon cancer, I get the specialist involved even sooner. Right? Like if you're having blood in the stool, I don't mess around. You're going to see a gastroenterologist. I am not messing around. You have blood in the stool. Somebody's got to take a peek. It's ridiculous. Well, my stools are black, so I may have an ulcer. Well, then get seen. You could bleed to death internally. All right? If you're having black stools, you know, you could actually start having gross blood start to come out. You don't know if that ulcer is going to bleed. You don't know if you have a colonic ulcer or polyp or tumor. You don't know. I get the specialist involved to go in and take a peek. That's what we do. And we diagnose cancer. We diagnose a lot of things early. You know, a study that came out today says diabetic amputations are down. We are treating diabetes so well now, and we are doing tests and looking at the arteries of the legs and watching extremities so well that amputations are falling. They're down, right? Yeah, limbs are falling off. Amputations are down. We're doing a damn good job. We are doing something right. The only problem is we can't afford it. Patients can't afford it. Insurance companies are too expensive, of course. Look at what we're doing. I mean, yesterday we talked about a man who had a triple limb transplant, and then the leg had to be taken off because it didn't take. You know how expensive it is to transplant three limbs? No wonder we can't afford it. But none of us are going to tolerate what happened to this woman across the pond. No way. We were talking about how now it looks like what Medicare is doing is because they have to cover the bare basics, they're not covering a lot of the other stuff they used to cover. So they could say they're covering the bare basics, and now they're going to save money on all the other things. So I'm having patients to say, look, I got to get a pre-op chest x-ray for my hysterectomy or for my hip replacement, and Medicare won't pay for it. What do I do? Well, they're ending up paying cash to the radiology companies. So you're going to pay more no matter what. There's no way around it. It's just I'd rather get more for our buck, and I'd rather it be a fair system, and I'd rather it be a smart system. But we've talked about that. All right, don't go away. When we come back, more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. I also have a Facebook fan page, and you can email me at drdahlia.com. All right, so this was kind of interesting. Now, you know, we've talked about dyslexia before. Kids, sometimes they have a reading issue, a little bit of a learning issue, sometimes mix the numbers. But they say that scientists have found that you could actually scan their brains and pick it up before they even get to school. All right. They say scientists can now identify the reading problem before children even start school and long before they become labeled as poor students. Children's Hospital in Boston did a study and said they could see the signs of the disease on brain scans in children as young as 4 to 5 years old. They say this age is also when studies show children are the most able to respond to interventions. They call it the dyslexia paradox. Really, that doesn't sound that exciting. Are they trying to make it sound exciting and dramatic? The paradox. They said children are not diagnosed until they demonstrate problems in reading, but helping children with dyslexia works best before they start to read. Well, duh, that makes very, very good sense. All right. They say dyslexia affects roughly 5 to 17% of all children. Okay. Does that bother you? Okay, just tell us maybe 9% or, okay, don't say 5 to 17%. That's kind of a lot. Okay, it's either 5% or it's 17%. 5 to 17, we're supposed to do that. They say up to 50% of children with a family history of the disorder will struggle with reading, have poor spelling, and experience difficulty decoding words. All right, so you now brain scan your kid. So I guess, what do you do if they don't read well? Then you do a brain scan? I guess maybe what you do is if you notice your kids are starting to have problems, you see there's a family history, maybe you could identify them early. I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool. Sounds cool. Just, I really don't think my kids, when they were 4 or 5 years old, would really have sat through an MRI. Have any of you guys ever had an MRI? All right, for those of you that haven't, it's really enclosed. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll put a mirror in there so that you can look and see the outside. So you kind of feel like you're seeing. You aren't enclosed, but the very first MRI, no, you just looked, I mean, there was a plastic thing over your head, and you had to be there for about 20 minutes, and you hear these bong, 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 and you hear these series of bongs, and, I mean, I'm okay, I'm not really claustrophobic like that, but for someone who's claustrophobic, they can't handle it. They can't, right? Not to mention sitting still for 20 minutes, okay? Who could get their kid to sit still for 20 minutes? So I find that very, very difficult, and we'll see. But I do like the idea of interfering early. You know, one thing we were talking about earlier this show was how they said some kids can outgrow their autism. Some kids with mild autism, maybe Asperger's, we find that they outgrow it. And I've seen that. I've seen some kids where they were kind of, you know, Asperger's, a little heavy and clumsy and not very popular, and then they just kind of grow into their own later. And I think some of the mild cases, maybe that could happen. The severe cases, no. However, with the severe cases, if you do intervene early, absolutely, it's crucial, it's important, and you can make some headway. So that's kind of interesting. By the way, for those who enjoying the Chinese New Year, Happy New Year. I should have said something the other day, but Happy Chinese New Year. Happy Chinese New Year. Okay, let's see what's going on. Oh, yeah, new Lego line. Lego is trying to come up with a real cool line for girls and kids, and apparently critics are saying it's sexist. Apparently these little Lego little dolls or toys are too pretty and cute and slender that they think it's going to give kids eating disorders. And, you know, we were talking about, look, all right, you know, kids do not want to play with pimply, overweight, lopsided-breasted toys. Okay, they want to play with things that look normal and decent. So I think they need to, just kind of lay off, let Lego do their thing. All right, now this is kind of interesting. I guess in the Arctic, they found a bulge of fresh water. We're talking the Arctic Ocean. In the Arctic Ocean, they actually found this huge pool of fresh water, which is kind of cool for fishing. The bulge is some 8,000 cubic kilometers in size. They said it's risen about 15 centimeters since 2012. The team, the UK scientists, think it may be the result of strong winds whipping up a great clockwise current in the northern polar region called the Beaufort Gyre. All right. This would force the water together, raising sea surface height. They say in the western Arctic, this gyre is driven by a permanent anticyclonic wind circulation. It drives the water, forces it to pile up in the center. This becomes the dome of the sea surface. But why is it fresh water? That's what I want to know. All right. They say a lot of research from buoys to other in situ sampling has already indicated the water in this region has been freshening. This fresh water is coming in a large part from the rivers running off the Eurasian Russian side of the Arctic basin. Winds and currents then transport the fresh water, I get it, around the ocean until it's pulled into this gyre. The volume currently held in the circulation probably represents about 10% of all the fresh water in the Arctic. Huh, so that's interesting. All right, some cool stuff. That'd be cool for fishing. I'd say the Arctic is pretty. That's one place I'd probably like to go. I'd probably like to look at the Arctic Ocean. Probably want to go to the North Pole, side of Santa Claus. I would also probably want to go to Antarctica, too. But definitely I want to go to the North Pole. Okay. Scientists are developing salt-tolerant rice. Apparently, scientists need to develop a salt-resistant variety of rice. This was prompted in part of last year's Japanese tsunami, which flooded many rice paddies. Now remember, you know, the salt water that comes in from the tsunami is killing the rice. So they need rice-tolerant or salt-tolerant rice. The rice varieties Japanese farmers were growing in those paddies could not survive salt-contaminated soil. So now they have to figure this out. Kind of ironic, because when I get the rice, I just salt it when I get home. But I get that. I get that. All right, so what they're going to try to do is develop a salt. I'm not going to go into why crop breeders are going to get involved, maybe some genetic engineering. But I think that's cool. I think that's cool stuff. Why not? All right. You know, flu season is upon us, and luckily it hasn't been that bad. You know, we had a few cases thus far this week. I mean, the week only started. I have to admit, you know, for November and December, very, very rare, you know, cases of flu, not many. They still think flu season is coming. But what they did, which is interesting, is they studied what happened during the swine flu outbreak, you know, 2009, 2010, and they said Generation X, those of us that are like 36 to 39, I'm 40, so I just barely miss it. I guess only 20% of people got the shot. They really didn't freak out about it. 20% of them got the shot. Now, maybe it's because they really weren't watching the news. Maybe they weren't going to the doctor, so they didn't know. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize how many 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds don't really keep up with what's going on with the news. And I have to admit, I mean, when I was in school, I didn't either. I mean, I remember the O.J. Simpson trial. I remember when Yitzhak Rabin was shot. I remember the big stuff, and I remember the TV being on in the background, but I was too busy to watch television and watch the news. But it surprises me how many younger people really aren't aware of what's going on. I mean, a few days into that Italian cruise liner sinking, you know, I was talking to people about, like, really, what happened? I mean, a few days into it, they didn't know. They didn't know, you know, and so what they're guessing is a lot of people in Generation X maybe doesn't really have access to a lot of the information. You know, when they get in their car, you used to get into your car and listen to the news. I mean, me, I listen to AM radio. I listen to talk radio. Of course, because I like to listen to my colleagues. I like to listen to my show if it's airing later, right? And, you know, I listen to XM or whatever. And, you know, I like to get my news. But a lot of people now, no, they get in their car as an escape and listen to their music. I mean, I love listening to music, too. You know, but I still try to get my news in. But that's because of what I do. I have to know what's going on in the news. But you're seeing more and more of that. You know, if they're getting into their car and listening to music, if they go home and just watch TiVo'd shows, if people aren't buying a paper, then where are they getting their news? Now, there's a theory that the only time people are getting news is if they have the Google News page as their home page and they get some headlines. Other than that, if they just have the Google search page, these people are never getting news. We got to tell them to listen to Dr. Dolly's show, don't we? That's right. All right, guys, you have a great night. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Kyle, for working with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.